All right, Thursday night, and we are live. Hope everybody's doing good. As always, be blessed in Jesus' mighty name. Let me say hello to everybody in the chat. Spoken 007 is on. Naz is on. Regina Loves Art is on. Will is on. Jules 21 Hours is on. Neon Widow's on. C-Sup is on. Lizzie 859 is on. Laura Jean Lynn is on. Neanderthal Soup is on. Dave Souders is on. 7-Eleven, gasoline hits different. I know who that is. I'm glad you're on, brother. Veronica 18201 is on. Itchy McGroin, McGroin Nation is on. Scott-A-Lot is on. Jenny Malfeasy is on. BWO Laver is on. Leon Fish Puppy, she is on. R Major 79 is on. Buckeye Nut 1968 is on. Melissa Pickerel is on. John Phillips 1973 is on. Scooter 8887 is on. Confederate 1 is on. Sue Shine is on. Luann 5 is on. Waterline 46 is on. Sun Gun is on. East Trout is on. Love you guys. Appreciate each and every one of you. You guys can just side by side that first one whenever you get a chance. Just wanted to update you on the whereabouts of Joe Biden. He has been found. There he is, right here, New York Post video. Joe Biden is sitting on a beach somewhere in the state of Delaware. That's a fact, by the way. This is where he currently is. He has not been seen in public since August 19th. Today, of course, is the 39th day of Kamala Harris. Kamala Harris should be doing her. Well, she already did her interview because it was taped, but it's being shown right now on CNN after 39 days of not speaking to the media. But Joe Biden himself has been the president of the United States, not spoken to the media, and nobody has any idea where he's at for the last 10 days. Mm. And the last time he was seen in public was when he did his speech at the DNC. So I just wanted to update you. There's the president of the United States. You know, we got war in Ukraine and Russia. Ukraine just shot down its own F-16. That's a fact, by the way. We have war raging in the Middle East. Hyperinflation, 15,000 illegals crossing our southern border every single day. And there's Joe Biden. So, you know, I mean, gas is up 70-80%. All groceries are up somewhere between 30-80%. And, you know, there's Joe Biden. I want to point that out. How anybody could ever be a Democrat is truly, truly beyond me. But this is actually the Kamala section of the show. But I wanted to show you where Kamala's boss was at. Because, I mean, I'm just wondering who on earth is running the country. So let's just launch with this now. We're going to go into Kamala at the border. May's video. Kamala Harris condemns Trump, and then she imitates Trump. That should sound familiar to you. Play for me, Will.
A mother who pays a coyote to transport her child through their country of origin, through the entire country of Mexico, facing unknown peril, to come here. Why would that mother do that? I will tell you. Because she has decided for that child to remain where they are is worse. But what does Donald Trump do? He says, go back to where you came from. That is not reflective of our America and our values, and it's got to end.
To be clear to folks in this region who are thinking about making that dangerous trek to the United States-Mexico border, do not come. Do not come. And I believe if you come to our border, you will be turned back.
One.
So there it is. Of course, she'll say anything because she believes that saying anything is politically expedient. 1 minute against illegal border crossings now, for illegal border crossings, then tells them not to come against the wall. Now, according to Axios, she says she's for the wall. We'll find out what exactly she says on her interview with Dana Bash. Now, some people may not. I'm shocked, actually, we have 724 people that are watching right now, because I thought a lot of people would be watching the Dana Bash interview of Kamala Harris on CNN right now. Of course, it takes a little bit of the life off of it, a little bit of the excitement off of it, when you already know that it's taped. And word has it, it's 18 minutes long.
Oh.
Word has it now from multiple sources that it's 18 minutes long. And with Dana Bash being as long-winded as she is, and with Waltz doing, you know, some talking, who knows how long she actually spoke tonight? 8 minutes? 9 minutes, maybe?
Wow.
So we just have to introduce another Kamala word here for everybody. Play it for me.
A mother who pays a coyote
Okay, back to me. So I'm just wondering what on earth a coyote is. I mean, you see, you might be thinking, well, it was just a mispronunciation. No, it wasn't. It's somebody who's stupid.
Yes.
I mean, never, ever underestimate Kamala Harris' stupidity. I've heard people say, you know what, it's an act, or she's secretly very smart behind the scenes. No, it's not the case. There's no way anybody intelligent would ever show up to their first interview in 39 freaking days. And by the way, I'm not even, that's 39 days since she became the nominee. How many days was it that she was the presumed nominee before that? Right. And how many days was it when she was just the acting president, vice president of the United States? We haven't heard a thing from Kamala Harris for somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 months. And she's running for president. And then her only interview is an 18-minute taped interview with Dana Bash, whose husband coordinated the 51 former intel chiefs who said that the Hunter Biden laptop story was Russian disinformation. And she'll only give that woman 18 minutes of her time. So anyway, coyote, the reason why she says coyote is the same reason that Hussein Obama said corpsman, Navy corpsman. It's corpsman, you stupid idiot. It's because these people have actually never, ever worked a real job in their whole freaking life. She's arm candy or a political prostitute her whole life. That's all she's ever been. Hussein Obama went from community organizer. What is that exactly? Can anybody just define for me what a community organizer is? Goes from community organizer to state senator to national senator to president to now what? Retired president? These people, they're not smart people. They're simply bought off zealots. They could have been bought off for anything. They just chose to be bought off as leftists. They're not truly even leftists. They're just people who are soulless and rudderless human beings who can be bought to the highest bidder. So coyote is because she's reading a teleprompter and doesn't know how to pronounce the word coyote and doesn't even know what a coyote is.
Right.
She doesn't even know that a coyote, who she's pronouncing coyote, is a cartel member ushering illegal immigrants across the southern border. That's what a coyote is. So she pronounces it coyote. And then you heard her speech in the pregame where she's talking about the supreme land of the nation. I mean, anybody, listen, everybody, if you're going to, like for me right now, I'm going to talk for somewhere in the neighborhood of 70 minutes straight. Everybody's going to mumble. Everybody's going to bumble. I have no problem with that. But you can't fix a sentence where you're going to say the Supreme Court of the land. And maybe, you know, you read wrong on your teleprompter. You can't correct that. It's supposed to be the Supreme Court of the land, and you can't just do, wait a minute, I screwed that up, and just go back to it's the Supreme Court of the land. You don't, because she doesn't understand what she's even talking about.
Yeah.
She's simply a robot reading a screen. So she can't create, she mumbled up a sentence, which we all do, and she can't fix it because she actually doesn't know what she's talking about. When I mumble and jumble up sentences, I can easily fix them because I know what I'm talking about, and so can you.
Yeah.
But she doesn't. I mean, I'm telling you. These people would not know how to go and buy a Slurpee at 7-Eleven. And they're going to manage the country. They could not manage a local Burger King. I mean, honestly, you think Tim Walz, Tampon Tim, who swallows horse semen, do you honestly believe who swallows horse semen to the level of having to be hospitalized?
Oh.
Remember that.
By the gallon.
By the gallon, okay? You honestly think that Tampon, that he honestly can run a Burger King? And he's going to be vice president of the United States? You honestly think that he could manage employees? A man who's hospitalized for swallowing horse semen? Kamala Harris, who slept her way to every political position that she ever had in California, is honestly qualified to run a nation? People say what all they want about Trump. And I've got some criticism of Trump tonight for the Amendment 4 thing out of Florida. Because I am not anybody's political prostitute. I'm not anybody's political acolyte. If Trump goes the wrong way, I'll turn on Trump.
That's yep.
Right. Yep.
If Trump went gun control, I turn on Trump.
100%.
If Trump goes red flag law, I'll turn on Trump. The Democrats aren't. They will stay allied with the Democratic Party no matter what the Democratic Party does. If the Democratic Party came out as anti-puppy tomorrow, they'd all be anti-puppy. They're already anti-baby.
Yep.
Why couldn't they just be anti-puppy? So I wanted to add this to her list. So far we have now coyote, which nobody knows what on earth that is, price gauging, which nobody knows what that is, supposed to be price gouging, which she said price gauging, and of course, hospitality workers.
Yes.
The reason why these are not mispronunciations is because she has no idea what she's talking about. And I believe drunk most of her life.
Yeah.
I think she's drunk most of the time. Honestly do. You look at some of those videos, if I was still in law enforcement and I was working that call, I'd be like, that one's drunk. All right, here's another one. George video. Watch, ABC News just called out Kamala Harris for using Trump's wall in her campaign ads. Play it for me.
But if you take a look at that ad, one thing that I found striking is if you look, and I think we have the images here, there are at least 3 points in that ad that show the border wall, Donald Trump's border wall. Is it now the position of the Democrats that they favor the border wall?
So in her ad where she's talking about being tough on the border, which is an absolute joke, of course, 15,000 illegal border invaders every day crossing our southern border. And you're like, so Tom, that's been taken down. That's what they claim, everybody. Again, it's not how many people vote. It's who counts the vote. It's not how many people cross the southern border. It's who's counting how many people are crossing the southern border.
Yep.
So they just simply say, because like where Biden flew in 500,000 to 600,000 people on private airliners all across the world, flew them into our country. Like, what would motivate him to do that? Well, of course, the globalist narrative, the globalist agenda. But the reason why he flew them in is he doesn't have to count them against his border totals.
Yep.
Right. So right now, they're just simply not counting the 15,000 illegal per day that they're allowing to cross the southern border. They're just not counting the illegal border invaders. And they're just saying that it was cut in half. So you have Kamala Harris on her ad talking about being tough on the border. And whenever it comes up where it says tough on the border, prosecuting cartels, she puts Trump's border wall. And then about a week after this, releases to Axios through one of her surrogates that she is for the border wall and is going to spend hundreds of millions of dollars on the border wall. I mean, think about again, how much of a deficit of dignity and of integrity you have to be one of these people.
Yeah.
I mean, again, they could say whatever they want to say about Donald Trump. You can say whatever, but he is who he is and he hasn't changed. I'm going to jump his case a little bit tonight for Amendment 4 in Florida. And I'll present the argument and I'll give you some for and against Trump on that. But no matter what, Trump hasn't changed. He has not changed anything. Since he came down the escalator at Trump Tower, he really hasn't changed. He's exactly the same center-right guy he's always been. I almost sound like Trump, right? Center-right guy he's always been.
From China.
So, I mean, it really hasn't changed. But Kamala Harris, being the prostitute that she's always been and always will be, will say anything and do anything, will espouse anything for the office.
Yep.
And then once she gets him, she'll do whatever she wants. I mean, therefore, I am video. Due to the Biden-Harris administration allowing millions of, and everyone needs to remember, Tren de Agua, if I'm saying that right, Tren de Agua, I'm just going to pronounce it that way. It's Aragua, sort of, Tren de Aragua. Due to the Biden administration's allowing millions of illegal migrants into our country, the Venezuelan prison gang, I thought Trump was wrong when they said they're entering their prisons and mental asylums into our country. Of course, if you're going to empty a prison population into our country, there's going to be some rapists in there, right?
Yeah.
Some murderers in there, like Trump said, but that makes them a racist. How are you a racist? What race is a rapist? What race is a murderer? What race is a fentanyl trafficker or child sex trafficker? Which one is it? I don't know. 169 different countries have illegally crossed our border under the Biden administration. So which one am I racist against is what I'm asking.
Right.
So, but Tren de Agua is causing some real problems. It is now taking over suburbs in Denver, Colorado. Play for me, Will.
Sanctuary jurisdiction protects criminals and not U.S. citizens. And the real issue here is that there's a huge increase in violence in these areas in Aurora where these newly arrived foreign-born migrants, many of whom are Venezuelan, have started to grow. The Biden-Harris administration is complicit in having allowed our borders just be in chaos. They've allowed this criminal element.
And now police in Aurora are creating a task force to address concerns about the rise of a violent Venezuelan gang, Tren de Agua, right there in Colorado. Let's bring in our Aurora City Council member, Danielle Jarinski. Danielle, thank you. We've been hearing about this for quite some time. Residents have shared their concern. We've heard this coming up at city council meetings there. Aurora said we don't have anything to do with this migrant crisis or trying to help because we just don't have the space. The hospitals were overwhelmed. What is it that you're seeing right now as far as this Venezuelan gang taking over now the migrant centers there?
It's unreal. It's unreal. Residents tell me they feel like they are living in a third world country at this point. They are going block by block. They are going apartment complex by apartment complex. They are taking it over. I think the city doesn't really know how to handle it. So the city is burying certain properties that have been taken over by this Trende Aragua gang, burying them with code violations. And playing it off as if this is just simply code violations. But this gang, they are marking their territory. They are putting up their gang-related graffiti on the blocks, on the areas that they have taken over. And quite frankly, I have heard too many stories from too many property owners, business owners, and residents to think that this is anything other than a complete gang takeover in parts of our city.
Just a few comments on this. Will actually said something. Aren't you glad that we have a strong president standing up against us right now? Oh, no, he's on the beach in Wilmington, Delaware. All right. We actually have Aurora, Colorado. You know what? If you could, side by side the next video, Aaron, we may go back to the beginning of it. I might play it, but it's a Colin Rugg video. This is happening right now. Go all the way back to the beginning just to make sure. Right there, because I just want people to make sure they saw the rifle. This is Aurora, Colorado right now. Where's Kamala Harris? Why are we not shutting down the border? This is Trende Agua, again, going complex to complex, apartment complex to apartment complex. Look at this. Look at this. This is happening in the United States of America. They're taking over city blocks. Where is the Harris-Biden administration? Where are they? This is in Aurora, Colorado. And what's truly amazing to me is I guarantee you Aurora votes for Biden. I guarantee you, look at what is happening to our country. This is not right-wing conspiracy theory. That's a man walking around with a automatic or semi-automatic weapon, depending how it's set up. With another guy with a semi-automatic pistol in his hand. And there's another guy with a pistol in his hand. This is not Will and the Marine Corps and downtown Baghdad.
Yeah.
Okay, this is Aurora freaking Colorado. Look at this place. Under the Biden administration. And people are going to vote for Kamala Harris? This has never been seen before in the history of our country. Never has been seen before. This is not a Republican situation. This is a Democrat. I was going to say, it's not Republican or Democrat. It's absolutely Democrat. The Democratic Party has caused this. They have opened our southern border. Every single man that you see in this video is an illegal border invader from the prison Venezuelan gang, Trende Agua. Aragua, whatever it is. It's not Agua because that's Trende of water. Trende Aragua. This all that's led crazy. In by the Biden administration.
Yeah.
Aurora officials have been investigating. This is Colin Rugg. Venezuelan gang, the Trende Agua gang, who is accused of engaging in human smuggling, sanctioned by the Biden administration, violence, sanctioned by the Biden administration, money laundering and illicit drug trafficking, sanctioned by the Biden administration, throughout the U.S., including the apartment complex on Nome Street in Aurora. According to local officials, the complex is closing down, because of code violations. Now, that's an interesting little side piece that I forgot about. So the city is so concerned about being politically correct, They want to label this a code violation. I should hope so.
Yeah.
I should hope going door to door with firearms drawn is a code violation. But they're so concerned about being called racist or anti-immigrant because Aurora, Colorado is a leftist haven that they instead of actually dealing with the problem, they're closing it down for code violations. How about you go ahead and activate your National Guard and shoot these guys?
Get them.
Yep.
How about you? Because you're being invaded. This is a foreign entity. This is a foreign enemy. Now, yes, they were let in by Kamala Harris, the border czar. Yes, they were let in by Alejandro Mayorkas. Yes, they were let in by Joseph Robinette Biden. But you know what? At this point, as the governor of Colorado, I think this is a little bit of a problem that may require the National Guard. Or maybe you need to up-armor the local police force or bring in the state police and the local police and any other jurisdictional task force that would be happy to join in.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And eradicate these people and say, you know what? We got some code violations. You gonna run them all out for code violations? No, what they're doing is just keeping the public away. By labeling it code violations.
Yep.
We are not buying this. We believe this, Colin Rudd continuing, that yes, there are code violations. Yeah, I think that might be a code violation. But this started because of a gang takeover, said Aurora Councilwoman Danielle Jarinski. Crime at the complex in question has increased big time. In 2022, there were 41 reported crimes, 84 crimes in 2023, and 66 crimes in the first half of 2024. Great job, Biden administration, once again. Go to the next one for me, Will. Pick from just another statistic for everybody. This is all to be credited to Kamala Harris's account. Migrant accused of Coney Island rape was freed into the U.S. by Kamala Harris parole pipeline. So we have another rape victim who wouldn't be a rape victim if it wasn't for Kamala Harris.
Yep.
And we do have a migrant crime problem in the United States. We have a migrant crime plague in the United States of America. An absolute, you want to talk about a pandemic. We have a migrant crime pandemic. Women are being raped every day by illegal migrants allowed in by the advocate for women, Kamala Harris, yeah, who likes to slaughter 500,000 women in the womb per year, but's an advocate for women. All right, let's go to the next one, Will. Elon Musk tweet. I love these things coming out of California. Love them. Of course, I thought that Gavin Newsom would be the representative for the Democratic Party, but he isn't. He was going to be until they pulled the DER card. Elon Musk tweet. California also passed a bill providing for free medical care to illegals. Does everybody remember the video that we just showed in Aurora, Colorado? The guy's going door to door as if literally like a third world gang going from door to door, robbing people's houses.
Yeah.
But California is passing a bill to provide for their medical care.
That's so nice.
That's nice to take effect, providing free medical care. Not for California citizens, for illegals.
Right.
It's just like in California, they're trying to pass a law right now where you get $150,000 for a house if you're an illegal. In Oregon, it's $30,000 for a house, but only if you're an illegal. Don't even apply if you're an American citizen. By the way, did you notice there's no gender involved? There's no race involved. It's just your immigrant status.
Yeah.
Seems like half of Earth, Elon says, should move to California, given all the incentives to do so. Mario Nofal on the bottom, California, consider $150,000 home loans for illegal migrants. So free health care and free loans.
Yeah.
Free loans to consider a home loan. I shouldn't say free loans. I'm assuming they'll have to pay some sort of interest. I doubt that. I mean, how are they going to pay that back? $150,000 loan? I mean, how are you going to pay that back? Not only that, but that's $150,000 down payment. In California, you're talking about the average home cost in America is $400,000. Mm. What's it in California? And you're going to give them $150,000? What's that going to do? That it somehow end up back in Democratic Party coffers. That's how it always works. All right, go to the next one for me, Will. Patrick Webb tweet. Breaking, California's Department of Finance confirms that there's actually no available funding for the new bill passed by the state lawmakers, which would allow undocumented immigrants to apply for $150,000 home loans funded by state taxpayers.
I bet they'd give them 7 years to pay it back.
Or just like their court date, 7 years to pay it back, and they never do pay it back. But don't worry. If Kamala Harris wins the presidency, I know I just threw up a little bit in the back of my mouth. I got it. If Kamala Harris wins the presidency in November, they'll print up enough money and put us $40 trillion in debt so that they can actually pay all these can quote unquote, let me get my fingers up, can pay for these home loans, these home loan down payments of $150,000. And by the way, there's millions of illegals inside of California. They can all get $150,000. So they pay absolutely no taxes, and whatever they pay, whatever they get paid, they ship back to Mexico. They ship back to Venezuela. They ship back to Costa Rica. They ship back to China. They ship back to Eastern Europe. None of them actually pay in any way, shape, or form the taxes that you and I pay. They may pay direct deposit out of their paycheck, but everything else they don't pay. And now they're going to get loans at probably very low interest rates. But the California, so think about how galactically ignorant and stupid you have to be passing a bill when the California Department of Finance says we don't have any money to pay for the bill that you're legislating. This is what we're dealing with. This is the country that we live in. I am so thankful I live, because we need to be living in a federalist country where each state is, for all intents and purposes, its own country, as it was designed to be by the Constitution and the Bill of Rights, Declaration of Independence. I am so thankful that I live in Florida. Now, we're only one election away from losing DeSantis. You know, he could choose not to run. He could whatever. Who knows? I mean, and we were only, I think it was little under 20,000 votes away from Andrew Gillum.
Yep.
Who was found in a hotel room. with feces and blood all over the place after gay sex, also with cocaine and methamphetamine, I think also.
Yeah.
Yeah, right?
Yep.
That's who was nearly the governor of the state. This is who's running this country. This is Kamala, who appears to be drunk most of the day, every day. This is who's running this country. People like this. We're going to pass a bill so that each and every illegal migrant can apply for $150,000 taxpayer loan, paid for by taxpayers, taxpayer loan. Oh, and by the way, we don't have the money to pay for it once they get the loan. That's who's running this country. So we'll print some more money, make sure they do. All right, let's go to the next one. Well, Molly video. This is what's actually happening inside of the state of California. Play it for me.
20 illegal migrants tried to get on the bus today at one of our bus stops.
Hours earlier, she got this email letting Nicole know her 8-year-old son was aboard his school bus heading to Hamul Elementary when all of a sudden...
Really confused. He said these adults, they weren't kids. He said, but they had backpacks on, Mom, and they tried to get on our bus. He said, and there was a lot of them.
The district confirmed 20 migrants tried to board the bus Wednesday morning when it stopped to pick up students here along its B route. That's when parents and the driver stepped in, keeping the migrants at bay.
It was definitely really scary.
It also happened Tuesday along Route A, shown here in orange near State Route 94. Three men walked along the highway trying to stop the bus to, quote, go around their group.
When they see a bus, naturally the impulse might be, this will take me to a much safer area.
Pedro Rios helps lead the humanitarian response at the U.S.-Mexico border. He says while it's unclear why the group tried to board Wednesday, heat and mountain terrain can drive desperate response.
First and foremost, there has to be an acknowledgement by the Biden administration that asylum is a human right.
Parents like Jeremy Adams now demanding answers from the district and a safety plan to help quell fears.
We don't know who these people are. We don't know if they have any criminal history, what their background is.
Meanwhile, the sheriff's office says it's conducting an investigation and says it takes safety very seriously.
So now you have migrants hijacking those yellow school buses. Remember the ones that Kamala Harris loves? Remember that video? Don't you just love school buses? Remember that? Yeah, great. So now in her home state of California, you have migrants that are routinely, it appears, hijacking school buses where parents have to step in. And then all those parents will then vote for Gavin Newsom.
Ugh. Yep.
I mean, it's amazing that you can fill up arenas full of people and she won't have full arenas. I'm sticking with my prediction. In the month of September, there will be no full arenas for Kamala Harris. But I'm just saying, allegedly you can fill up an arena in downtown Chicago full of people who are going to vote in higher gas prices. Yep. We're going to vote in for their own financial collapse just so they can say that they won an election. Oh, we won. I know I'm going bankrupt, but we won. I know I'm going to lose my job, but we won. I know I'm going to be at the end of the food line, but oh, we won. We won. Kamala Harris, we won. And listen, just a little side note here. All the polls are coming out that Kamala Harris is up. She's not. She's not up. No. This is all a psyop.
Yep.
They're trying to break out Russia again, even. I'm telling you, it's all just a giant psyop. But did you see the advocate for the illegals in that video that we just showed? Where he says asylum is a human right? And the Pope is advocating the same thing, while Vatican City has a giant wall and won't allow in migrants?
Exactly.
I mean, listen, Vatican City's worth billions. I mean, hundreds of billions. I mean, it's billions. Plenty of room for migrants in there. Mm-hmm. But why won't the Pope just scoot over on his giant king-size bed and allow a family of four to snuggle in next to him? I mean, come on, Pope. Get busy. Quit saying that. Quit saying, do as I say, not as I do. I mean, get in there and start doing it. Asylum is a human right, so why isn't the Pope doing it? And by the way, it's not a human right. It's not a human right at all. Otherwise, nations shall fall.
Yeah.
That's just the way that it is. Sorry, the United States is a sovereign nation. We allegedly have borders that the Biden administration has eliminated, but prior to the Biden administration, even under Hussein Obama, he deported a lot of people. He let in a lot, but he deported a lot. And I never thought there'd be anybody worse than Carter until Obama came around. And I never thought there'd be anybody worse than Obama until Biden came around. And I never thought anybody could be any worse than Biden until the last couple of months when Harris came around. But here we are. All right, let's go to the next one. Washington Examiner tweet. California, here's what California's on and about doing. Remember, this is where all the major players are from. This, of course, is where Pelosi's from. This is where Adam Schiff is from, Kamala Harris is from. Who am I leaving out? I'm leaving out somebody. But anyway, just a lot of them. Dianne Feinstein.
Yeah.
There's numerous others, but I'm forgetting. But anyway, California legislature passes bill banning voter ID laws. What a shock. I mean, so California has now become one of those states where you need absolutely no proof of anything to vote. You can just walk up, I assume as a 12-year-old. You can walk up as a 12-year-old and vote. What would stop you? They're not going to say, let me see your ID. I mean, a 12-year-old couldn't buy cigarettes, but they can vote.
Yeah.
They couldn't buy cigarettes, but they can vote. In the Amendment 4 in Florida, they want to pass it where a 14-year-old can get an abortion without parental permission, without parental consent. Yeah. It's the only medical procedure in the state of Florida that you'll be allowed to get without parental permission. So now, but in the state of California, what are they going to do? If a 14-year-old walked up there and you knew that it was a 14-year-old boy and he said, I want to vote, how would you stop him? Because you're not requiring ID.
Right.
How would you have any right? That's the point of it all. Look at the bottom. The California legislature passed a bill banning local governments from adopting voter identification laws. Tell me what would be the non-disingenuous purpose behind that. What would be the honest purpose behind that? What would be the positive purpose behind that? There is none. There is no valid purpose for doing that except to usher in fraud.
Yeah.
There's no other reason. Why would you ban having IDs to vote? You have to have IDs to do almost, you have to have an ID to get into the DNC. Mm-hmm. Yep. But you don't have to have an ID. That's a fact, by the way. We showed you the videos.
Yeah.
You couldn't get into the DNC without an ID. And by the way, the SCOTUS just passed that you can't vote in a national election in the United States of America without proof of citizenship. How's that going to work?
Right. I was going to ask that. Yeah.
How's that going to work? I mean, there's no way for this to work. So here's my point. This is why it needs to be a federal system, because California will do this and then they'll get sued, but it'll be too late to fix things once the lawsuit takes place, because the election will already have taken place.
Yep.
So what needs to actually happen with all of this is that all of the lawsuits need to be initiated right now.
Yeah.
The lawsuits need to be filed now. This has to be challenged now. Will just sent this in to me, so I'm assuming this is 1 to 2 days old. So this just happened now. So the lawsuits if you're a Californian and watching this, you need to send a message to Laura Trump that this has happened. Because this violates laws. This goes back to my federalist system thing. So here, what needs to happen is, if they're going to do this and they're going to have their sanctuary cities and they're going to go against SCOTUS rulings, then why can't we go against SCOTUS rulings?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Why can't we go against SCOTUS rulings? I mean, if you can just blow off SCOTUS rulings, and there is no SCOTUS police force, obviously, because they can't even figure out who it was that released the pre-opinions on the Hobbs decision.
True.
They haven't figured that out yet. Just like they haven't figured out who brought cocaine to the White House when there's cameras everywhere. They haven't figured out who the bomber was at the DMC when there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can't figure any of that out. But they have arrested 1,400 people for the insurrection. Remember we showed you the video of the insurrection in the pregame? That was the insurrection. Just so everybody, that was the insurrection right there. That Gunnell, Fanon and Dunn. Oh, I'm mentally wounded. Mm-hmm. From that? That's what you're mentally wounded about? Yeah. I got more wounded than that. Throwing a temper tantrum in the front seat of my police car than what that was. Please. But I digress. So I just want to show you that's what's happening in California. Go to the next one for me. And just so you know where everybody stands, Jack Posobiec tweet, Axios reports, this is just from 2 days ago, McConnell's office 3 days ago opposed his plan to include SAVE Act in September 30th spending package. SAVE Act would prevent illegal aliens from voting in 2024. He opposed it.
Yeah.
That's a Republican.
Yep.
That's Romney. That's McConnell. That's Lindsey Graham. That's Susan Collins, Lisa Murkowski, John Cornyn, Rob Portman, and all the other ones that you can name that I can't name. That's the majority of the name. Name the absolute slayers on Capitol Hill. Name them. Really, seriously, name them. I can name a few. We got Rand Paul, Ron Johnson, Matt Gaetz. I know I'm switching from Senate to Congress. You know why? Because there's not very many.
Yeah.
Whether you like Marjorie Taylor Greene or not, she says what she means. What she says. And there are others that I'm not naming right now But there, I mean, seriously, if you're to think about it, we have what, 213 members, something like that, in the Congress. We have half, roughly half of the Senate, just under half in the Senate. Who are the slayers in the Senate? I mean, who are the absolute slayers? I mean, sometimes Tom Cotton decides, you know, that to be a man every now and then.
Yeah.
I mean, every now and then. But I mean, who exactly are the absolute slayers? There's others that I'm not thinking of right now. But you're talking about max in the Senate, 5.
Yeah.
Yep. Max in the House, 10 to 15 out of 200.
Yep.
That's really Josh Hawley's another one in the Senate.
Yep. Mike Lee.
Mike Lee.
Thomas Massey.
Yeah, Massey in the Congress. Yeah, yep. Aaron, you can bark him out. It's okay. So yeah, I mean, there are some, but if the three of us right now, Will and Aaron, and I sit together, put together a list, I mean, it would be somewhere between 10 and 15 in Congress.
Yeah.
And 5 to 8 in the Senate.
Yeah, if that.
If
yeah.
that, right. I mean, we're being generous in the Senate. I mean, I pretty much named them in the Senate. Right. Slayers in the Senate.
There's three.
Yeah, it's like Rand Paul. Mike Lee's the center. So Rand Paul, Mike Lee, Josh Hawley, Ron Johnson. The crickets are chirping
that's
suddenly.
It. Yep.
Suddenly the crickets are chirping.
That's it.
And that's all. Why are you denigrating the Republican Party? I'm not. I'm telling you the reality of the Republican Party. This man, who was the majority leader, the minority leader, for year after year after year, decade after decade, voted against the SAVE Act, which makes it illegal for illegals to vote. Doesn't want it included in the budget. Why? Because he wants illegals to vote.
Yep.
Why does he want illegals to vote? Because go back to the giant narrative and the giant agenda. There is one giant overriding, like a giant cloud over the world. There is a narrative and an agenda that is to leverage you into a one world commerce system with a singular access point controlled by the globalists. One way to usher that in, a tactic. There are many tactics, but one of the tactics is to flood first world countries with third world immigrants that are very easily globally governed because they have no heritage attachments. They have no heritage connections to the countries they've illegally migrated into. He's in support of that. His wife, his in-laws, and a very suspicious death in the family, I believe, of his wife's sister.
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
His wife, his in-laws are major contractors for the PLA and the CCP.
Yep.
You understand that. And you should look at the ties between Tim Walz and the CCP, which maybe we'll get to tonight. All right, go to the next one for me. Jack Posobiec video. Hot video. Kamala Harris confronted in 2003 for claiming she tried hundreds of cases. Remember, she says that she has been behind the prosecutions of international criminal cabals.
Yes.
International criminal conglomerates. She's been, where were those cases? I never saw them because I wasn't red-pilled until 5 years ago. I mean, I was a solid Christian, pro-gun, right-wing conservative 5 years ago, but I was really red-pilled with COVID. But I knew what was going on in the news.
Yeah.
And very much so in 2003, I knew what was going on around the world. And I never saw her as a major prosecutor back in 2003. And then from 2003 all the way to 2024, I've never heard of one of her cases. Have you?
Mm-hmm.
And
no.
She's the AG for the largest state in the union. And you never heard of one of her great or predominant criminal prosecutions?
Right.
All right, hot video. Kamala Harris confronted in 2003 for claiming she tried hundreds of cases. Play for me, Will.
You should be embarrassed as a prosecutor that you've had 6 cases overturned, 4 of which have been for prosecutorial misconduct.
I'm glad you're correct.
Ms.
Harris, how many cases have you tried? Can you tell us how many serious felonies you have tried? Can you tell us once
I've tried about 50 cases, Mr. Fazio, and it's about leadership.
No, Ms. Harris, why does your information, which is still published, say that you tried hundreds of serious felonies? I think that's misleading. I think that's disingenuous. I think that shows that you are incapable of leadership and you're not to be trusted. You continue to put out information which says you have tried hundreds of serious felonies.
Mr. Fazio, leadership
is
about
working
with different communities. As a career prosecutor, I've done that, which is why I, not you, have every law enforcement organization's.
That wasn't the answer to the question. Typical Democrat. Lies and obfuscations. Answers. She gives answers to questions that were not asked.
Yep.
He simply asked her a question. Is that not hard? And you can ask me right now, Tom, how many kids do you have? I have 2. You know, how many people, Tom, attend Foundation Church? 800 to 1,000. It's not hard. Is Aaron your buddy? Yes. Is Will your buddy? Yes. Are Aaron and Will in the room? Yes. Are you pro-life? Yes. Under all conditions? Yes. No problem at all. He simply asked her a question. How many felony cases have you tried? Because on her website, she said that she had tried hundreds of felony cases. Her answer was, I've tried 50 cases. Not how many felony cases. She's tried a total of 50 cases. Misdemeanor bike thefts included. You weren't asked that, Kamala. You were asked, how many serious felony cases have you tried?
Yep.
And her answer was, I've tried 50. That was what you're asked. You weren't asked how many total cases. You were asked, how many cases did you try? Remember, we saw all of this after the Trump shooting. When you got Ron Rowe up there, you know, was Trump denied any assets ever for his protection? And Rutrow answers with, he wasn't denied anything for Butler, Pennsylvania. That's not what was asked. How do you even get away with that? My opinion, it's perjury.
Yeah.
Answer the question. Was he ever denied any protection assets ever? That's what was asked. Point blank, quote. He answers with, he wasn't denied any assets for the Butler rally. That wasn't that. And by the way, that was a lie too. But I mean, that's not what he was asked. Kamala Harris. How many serious felony cases have you tried? I've tried 50 cases, which is nothing, by the way. So these people, it's always obfuscations and it's always lies. They're answering questions they're answering questions that weren't asked. They're giving answers to questions that were never asked.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Let's look at this one. This is all under Kamala tonight. This is a great account, by the way. What the media hides. Got like 300,000 followers. Breaking. Oh, where am I at? I'm at the wrong one. I'm wrong. Go to this one, Will. Tom Elliott video, as usual. Here's Zelensky. We're in the Ukraine section of the show. I just skipped one. Ukraine section of the show. Volodymyr Zelensky, who has canceled all elections, canceled all opposition media, and canceled all opposition parties. So you are only allowed to worship Volodymyr Zelensky because he's also canceled the Orthodox Church, outlawed it. But if you're going to send money to Ukraine, you're sending money for the fight for democracy. You're like, Tom, that is asinine. Oh, yeah, believe me, I know. These are our leaders. That's why I tell you, why does anybody ever do a thing they say? Ever. Put a mask on, stand 6 feet apart, buy an electric car. Whatever they tell you to do, it's the Costanza principle right out of Steinfeld. Do the opposite. Zelensky calls for escalating hostilities against a nuclear power. So this little third world tyrant is calling for escalating of hostilities against a nuclear power, Russia. If the U.S. lifts restrictions on long-range missile attacks inside of Russia, it will help us to end the war as soon as possible. Play it for me.
To insist that their determination now, lifting the restrictions on long-range strikes for Ukraine now, will help us to end the war as soon as possible in a fair way for Ukraine and the world as a whole.
There you go. Well, great job, Biden administration. Oh, did we have any of these troubles with Trump? I'm trying to think because I'm thinking of all the nuclear things. Now, we had Kim Jong-un in North Korea who shut down his entire missile program because he's terrified of Trump.
Yep.
Vladimir Putin sat on his hands.
Yeah.
For the entire 4 years and did absolutely nothing. After taking Crimea under Obama, we lost no embassies under Trump, or we lost an embassy under each Democratic Party president in the prior four regimes.
Yes.
Lost one under Biden, lost one under Obama, lost one under Clinton, and lost one under Carter.
Yep.
Sorry. That's all facts. There you go. So, interesting thing here. So what he wants is he wants the U.S. restrictions that the United States will not allow him to fire off missiles deep into Russia, strike Russia deep into Russia with missile attack. He wants that lifted so that he can send missiles deep into Russia.
Right.
Okay. Why on earth would you ever do that in an unwinnable war? This man has not won a battle yet. Like, Tom, they've won. No, they've not won a battle. No, they went into Kursk. They went into Kursk because it was unguarded, and they've been smashed ever since then. It was hysterical what they did. They actually went into Kursk, which is unguarded. It's a little area of Russia, and the world knows it's unguarded. So they went in there, and they diverted all their troops into that, and Russia went, great, just let them go in there, and we'll go take other things.
Yeah, exactly.
That's exactly what happened. And then they killed all the people in Kursk.
Yep.
They're losing every battle. This man, Aaron was talking about this, and Will and Aaron were talking about this man's a comedic dancer. Mm-hmm. He puts on tights and dances like a transgender idiot. Mm-hmm. He played a piano with his penis. Oh. It was a fake, but I mean, this is who this guy is.
It's true.
I mean, and again, you're thinking, well, what makes him different than Kamala Harris? Nothing.
Nothing.
Yeah. Same person. I mean, they're all just degenerates.
Yeah.
So put up the next one for me, Will. What's really happening inside of Ukraine? This is who wants our missile restrictions lifted. Oh. The people who shoot down their own planes.
Mm, that's great.
They finally get their F-16s. I'm trying to remember from who. Whether it was from France or whether it was from Germany or whatever. And it wouldn't be from Germany because Germany just found out that Ukraine blew up the Nord Stream pipeline.
They just figured that out?
Yeah, right, I'm sure. Huh. But I mean, now they have to publicly acknowledge it. So but Germany has suspended all financial support for Ukraine, for Ukraine's democracy that doesn't exist, because they found out that Russia didn't blow up its own pipeline. I mean, imagine. I mean, I don't mean to get locked into these little sort of philosophical moments, but can you imagine how stupid you have to be a leftist globalist? I mean, seriously. I mean, again, this would be like, you know what? Me blowing up my own house. Why would you ever do? How would that benefit me tonight? I'm gonna go home and blow up my own house. What's that gonna? What would that do for me? Have you ever been in Florida in the summer? Okay, do you know what's outside right now? If you live outside, you will be carried away by mosquitoes.
Yes.
I mean, you're finished, absolutely finished. And then after mosquitoes get done with you, then the no-see-ums hit right when the sun comes up.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm not gonna go and blow up. Imagine how stupid you have to be. If you are Axios or Politico and you print stories that Russia blew up their own pipeline,
yeah,
how would that benefit them in any way, shape, or form? Yeah. It's only bringing in hundreds of billions mm-hmm. per year to them, mm-hmm. and they're going to blow it up. So this is who we're supposed to support, are people who shoot down their own planes. That's who we're supposed to support. Belgium, Denmark, and Netherlands, and Norway gave Ukraine F-16s. Thank you, Aaron. There you go.
Well,
and
then Belgium finally, did it.
Well, there you go. Yeah. That's the rule here that we're stealing from the Blaze.
Yep.
Well, if Belgium did it, then everybody ought to do it. That's what Ursula von der Leyen said. You know, she goes, Belgium has this vaccine passport. Yeah. Vaccine certificate. It's a COVID certificate. And all the leftists, COVID certificate. Does that not remind you of 1930s and 40s Germany where you had to show people your papers?
Yes.
How do you not remember these things? All right, go to the next one for me, Will. And I just wanted to show you how the Trump and Biden economic records stack against each other. And we'll go ahead and say Harris on the right-hand side now. Just to show you, inflation with Trump, 1.89%. Biden, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8%. Cumulative for Biden, 19.2%. It's a little different. Average gas price went down 5.4%. It went up 46% under Biden. 30-year mortgage rates went down 34% under Trump, up 132%.
Oh, yeah.
And all these people are going to vote for this. I mean,
yeah.
Middle-class people
yep.
right here where I live are going to vote for this.
Yep.
No matter how red Florida is, there's at least 40% of the public that's not red.
Right.
And they're that blue side. They're going to vote for this. I mean, you're going to vote for your own financial collapse, your own financial demise. How? Why? Why would you do that? Why? Average rent costs under Trump, they went up 11%. Wow, that's not good. Under Biden, you can stack on top of that an additional 21%. NASDAQ composite went up 138%. Under Biden, 39%. Grocery prices, they did go up 6% under Trump. Under Biden, 20.9%, which you all know it's way higher than that. It's more like 50-80%. Electric prices under Trump, 4.2%. They went up. Under Biden, 30% up. Real hourly wages that are allegedly keeping up with inflation, according to the Biden administration, up 6% under Trump, which means that the wages were overcoming inflation because his average inflation was 1%.
Yeah.
Under Biden, whose average inflation is somewhere when as high as 9%, he says that wages are keeping up with inflation. That's what they always tout is how great the wages are. Well, the wages went down 2%. So how are they keeping up with inflation that's going up 3-9%?
Mm-hmm.
Just wanted to show everyone the plain facts. Let's go to the next one. Alex Brucewitz tweet. Here it is. Tampon Tim Walz. This is from today. Spent years promoting research facilities. Shocking. That collaborate with Chinese military companies. It's unbelievable. It's just like all the other leftists. Like Anthony Fauci does the same thing. Like Mitch McConnell's family does the same thing. Again, our geopolitical rival and geopolitical enemy is China. But yet Tim Pan is spent years promoting their research facility. Just like right now, again, I reiterate this from yesterday. Who is it that's the, who owns, what's it called, IP, intellectual property?
Yep.
Who owns the intellectual property and who is manufacturing all of our COVID-19 vaccinations? China. Who runs the cloud for Dominion voting machines? What's that? Huawei?
Huawei. Yep.
China.
Yep.
So China is running a large portion of our elections. And so our enemy is running our elections.
Yep.
And our enemy is manufacturing the juice, for lack of a better term, chemical that Americans are injecting in their bodies. So this would be akin to in World War II.
Yes.
Having Hitler count our votes and make our vaccines. Mm. Maybe you can do our ACL surgeries too. But Tim Pan, who is running to be the vice president of the United States, spent years promoting research facility that collaborated with Chinese military company. The group's former executive director, Zi Gangdong, that's a good one, donated to Waltz multiple times.
Oh my God.
The group's former executive leader for the Chinese military company, Zi Gangdong, donates, and Dong, a guy named Dong, Mr. donates Dong. To a guy who drinks horse semen.
Oh.
Kind of, I mean, I think it all comes together. It's related. Somehow. I think it all comes together somehow.
Yeah.
There is just like he's related to things.
Where did he get the semen?
Yeah, where did I mean, you have to like, things all kind of come together here with Tim, with Tim Pan. So these are who these people are. It's just these very strange connections. And of course, for some odd reason, we do gain of function research in Hitler's laboratory. You're like, Tom, it wasn't it? Well, Xi Jinping, how's Xi Jinping different than Hitler? He's killed 500 million of his own people. So, I mean, the PLA and the CCPF. So, I mean, so we go to a Chinese Wuhan Institute of Virology, Chinese Academy of Sciences, and we do our science experiments there. You have Ralph Baric teaching the Bat Lady, Dr. Li, how to do gain-of-function research. So we're going to go and teach Adolf Hitler how to make Ceron gas. You see this? I mean, Aaron, Mike, is this point being, is this clear?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, why on earth would you go to your geopolitical enemy and do scientific experiments with them and teach them how to do it? And not only did Ralph Baric out of the UNC teach Dr. Li how to do gain-of-function research, he taught her how to hide it. Why would he do that? Yeah. Unless you're a treasonous traitor.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Let's have questions. I'm sitting here next to a war veteran who's fought for this country. And behind his back, you have our government through EcoHealth Alliance and Peter Daszak and the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation financing a bioweapons lab, the Wuhan Institute of Virology, level four bioweapons lab, financing that while he fights in Iraq. Explain that to me. I would love to know that. I would love to know how that works. So yeah, I wrote this little list here. Under Biden Harris now, in this last couple months, really, the arrest of the Telegram founder, he's been arrested in France, allured to the arrest by a dinner invite from Emmanuel Macron, the rumor has it. Right now, in Brazil, they have frozen Starlink's bank accounts. It's happening in the world right now. And Will brought this up earlier, where is our strong, these people who are defenders of democracy? Mm-hmm. Remember, I mean, all the defenders of democracy are not allowed to question an election?
Yeah.
Because if you do, you're attacking our democracy. You're a threat to our democracy. Is it a threat to our democracy if you have a foreign entity freezing bank accounts? Oh, that's right. Trudeau's already done that.
Mm-hmm.
Zuckerberg admits that he was threatened by the federal government to suppress posts. In the UK right now, you'll be imprisoned for criticizing a man who commits a rape, but the rapist goes free. That's where we're at right now.
Mm-hmm.
So in the world, we have a... I know that the First Amendment doesn't apply to everybody else, but we in America should be standing for free speech. So let's look at the Democratic Party platform, because I just told you, these are all free speech violations, are they not? Telegram founder arrested. Starlink's bank accounts have been frozen. Zuckerberg admits that he was threatened by the federal government into suppressing posts. UK, you get arrested for Facebook posts. So where does the current Democratic Party ticket stand on free speech? Play it for me, Will.
I guess the question about you I know you wrote to Twitter and the CEO, Jack Dorsey, and asked him, to take away the president's Twitter handle, his account. How is that not a violation of free speech? I mean, the president has the same rights that you have, that I have, and how would that not just be a slippery slope where they have to ban, you know, half of the people on Twitter?
I've heard that argument, but here's the thing, Jake. First of all, a corporation, which is what Twitter is, does not have has obligations, and in this case, Twitter has terms of use policy. And their terms of use dictate who receives the privilege of speaking on that platform and who does not. And Donald Trump has clearly violated the terms of use, and there should be a consequence for that, not to mention the fact that he has used his platform, being the president of the United States, in a way that has been about inciting fear and potentially inciting harm against a witness to what might be a crime against our country and our democracy. And for that reason, I do believe that it's clear that he has violated the terms of use, and I'm asking that Twitter does what it has done in previous occasions, which is to revoke someone's privilege because they've not lived up to the advantages of.
I think we need to push back on this. There's no guarantee to free speech on misinformation or hate speech, and especially around our democracy.
So again, in the midst of the arrest of the Telegram founder, freezing of Starlink's bank accounts in Brazil, Zuckerberg admits that he was threatened into suppressing conservative media posts. UK imprisons people who put out Facebook posts criticizing crime, but not the criminals that actually commit the crime. And the people that are running for president and vice president for the Democratic Party are both in favor of suppressing speech. And Tim Pol Waltz actually says, we have to suppress. You don't have, the First Amendment doesn't cover disinformation. Then what does it cover? Then what on earth does it cover? Because who is the purveyor and the adjudicator of disinformation? Okay, and then what I want to know, if they all are in favor of arresting people who put out disinformation or banning people that put out disinformation, then can we retroactively go back and ban them for all their lies? Because we have all of them on video saying that the vaccine stopped transmission and infection.
Yep.
We have them on video saying there was Russian collusion. There never was.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We have them on video with numerous other lies. I mean, we can go and ban everybody for Charlottesville alone. Yeah. We're saying that Trump said there's good people on both sides. They're all liars. Right. That's all misinformation. But mm-hmm. the thing is, it's all just targeted enforcement.
Correct.
I will enforce it if I deem that my opponent said misinformation, but my allies can do whatever they want, misinformation or actual real information, or actually true information. And I want to show you this graph. I've been trying to get to it for a couple weeks, actually. Difference between inflow and outflow of individuals measured by 2022 tax returns. So this is still from 2 years ago. Imagine how bad it is now. This is who's leaving. When you see a minus in front of the number, that's the number of people leaving the state. If there's no minus, that's how many people have entered the state. Make it as big. There you go. That's perfect right there. So I just wrote it down. If you go, we'll go from roughly left to right. California has lost 307,000 people, and they all still will vote for the same government that's caused them to lose 307,000 people.
Yep.
Oregon's lost seven. What do all these states have in common here? I'm trying to figure out what they have in common. It's like when you have 35 million excess deaths. What does that have? What does all of that have? Oh, vaccine rollout. Washington has lost, and these are not states with a lot of population, 19,000 people. Colorado's lost 4,000 people. We haven't hit a Republican state yet. New Mexico has lost 1,600 people in a state with not many people. Minnesota, Timmy Waltz was governor when they lost 13,000 people. Michigan has lost 13,000 people. Illinois, I have not hit a Republican governor state yet. Illinois, under the Pillsbury Doughboy, J.B. Pritzker, 87,000 people. That's in 2022. New York, 222,000 people under Kathy Hochul and Andrew Cuomo. Pennsylvania, under Josh Shapiro, 21,700 people. Connecticut, 6,000 people. Maryland, 27,000 people. And Hawaii, 8,000 people. There you go. All right, go to the next one for me. Well, I want you to see that information. We'll see if this is true. We don't know if it is or not. I don't know if anybody's watching. It should be over by now, the Kamala Harris interview. CNN won't release the Harris interview transcript at request of campaign. Why would you not want to release the transcript? Again, why? If you have nothing, I'll release the transcript of the TLP. I even said horse semen way too many times tonight. There's going to be, there would probably be a lot of people who aren't happy with me, especially on Christian Television Network, that I said it's a horse semen too many times because there's the horse semen swallower.
You're just
right
reporting
there.
The
one,
news.
One guy, that's right, I'm just a reporter. Yeah. I'm a man of, I'm a journalist.
Fair and balanced.
Yeah, I'm a man of the news. Right. Okay, I'm a man of the news. And I mean, I can't help it if that smiling idiot right there swallowed a gallon of horse semen. And he did. In fact, he went to the hospital for it. I mean, that's what happened.
It's true.
I mean, that's the
had
news.
To get his stomach pumped.
He had to get his stomach pumped to get all the semen out. And I, most of us in our lives as men would never, and by the way, and most of not all women would never have to have a testimony they had to go to a hospital and have semen pumped out. And it's so much semen in their stomach that it was an emergency situation.
Except maybe Kamala.
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Kamala maybe is a quad. But over the years, maybe. But yeah. Even in a single night, I mean, Tim Pond. Kamala Harris insisted that Tim Walz join her for her first interview as Democratic presidential nominee, which was us. We got all that. So anyway, they won't release the transcript. We don't know why. No, no why. Why wouldn't you? If you have nothing to hide, I mean, release the thing. Absolutely just release it. All right, let's go to the next one for me. This is a John Root video. Here's Donald Trump on Amendment 4. I'll explain what that is and just I'll do it first so you know what he's talking about. I wrote a little synopsis of what Amendment 4 is. Make sure I get all the points here. Amendment 4 in Florida. We passed the six-week abortion ban in the state of Florida. How the six-week abortion ban works. Tom, I thought it was 15 weeks. It still is 15 weeks, except if you can hear a heartbeat after 6 weeks. Does that make sense, Aaron?
Yes.
So you can still kill your baby anytime you want in Florida up to 6 weeks. But if a doctor hears the heartbeat after 6 weeks, then the baby cannot be killed. It can still be killed. It can be murdered, slaughtered at 9 weeks if they can't detect a heartbeat.
Yep.
See, does that make sense?
Yep.
Okay, so there you go. His wife's pregnant right now. They're due in November sometime.
Yep.
So they know all that stuff about heartbeats that are gone. So that's the abortion law in the state of Florida. It was just basically put into 6 weeks, was put into place in April. So Amendment 4, the problem is the Supreme Court of Florida did a great job with implementing the six-week abortion ban, but they did a horrible job by allowing Amendment 4 on the ballot. Amendment 4 on the ballot will allow the following. So everybody needs, if you're watching in the state of Florida, or you vote in the state of Florida via absentee ballot or whatever, or military, Amendment 4, you need to vote no on Amendment 4.
Yep.
Vote no. Vote against Amendment 4. So Amendment 4 allows abortion up to the moment of birth. No parental consent for a minor. So the only medical procedure that a child can get in the state of Florida is butchering their own baby. So you need to vote against Amendment 4. No requirement. Get this now. There's no requirement for a surgeon to perform a chemical or surgical abortion. So you can have a nurse receptionist at an abortion mill, I was going to say commit the abortion because it's committing a murder, perform an abortion. A surgeon doesn't have to do a chemical or surgical abortion in the state of Florida. That's what Amendment 4 is. So they can make sure they can kill as many. Oh, the surgeon's not available? No problem. We got a nurse practitioner who can do it.
Yeah.
We don't even need anybody inside of a doctor's office. That's the statute. That's the statute. It doesn't have to be a nurse either. It doesn't have to be a medical professional. It can be the secretary. The records keeper can go ahead and do the abortion according to Amendment 4. All right, so here's Trump on Amendment 4. Play for me.
You overturned Roe, and you want abortion to be a state's rights issue. In Florida, the state that you are a resident of, there's an abortion-related amendment on the ballot to overturn the six-week ban in Florida. How are you going to vote on that?
Well, I think the six-week is too short. It has to be more time, and so and I've told them that I want more weeks.
So you'll vote in favor of the amendment?
I am going to be voting that we need more than 6 weeks.
So Trump, I hate when Trump does this. I hate it. Okay, I hate a couple things about it. First of all, 6 weeks is not enough. Donald, you're dealing with a human life. Okay, you're talking about killing people. All right, appreciate what you did with Roe v. Wade. Love all that, but you are completely and totally wrong when it comes to the six-week abortion law. That is completely correct. And by the way, you should never be allowed to get an abortion, ever. People are like, what about rape or incest? Well, you know what? You shouldn't get that either. It's still a separate human life that deserves an opportunity to live. But you know what? We'll sign that in the law. We'll take that compromise. I'm totally against it. You'll burn in hell for killing them, but I'm just telling you, you want to sign it? They never will because they want convenience abortions.
Yep.
And Donald Trump just basically said, I want people to have convenience abortions. Now, here's the word jumble part, because what Donald is trying to do, watch me lose viewers now because I'm speaking against Trump. Watch. Watch. I'm no sycophant. If I lose, if I don't have a podcast anymore, I don't have a podcast anymore. If I have to stop preaching the Bible or have a church, I'll lose the church.
Yep.
I'm not stopping to preach the Bible. Mm-hmm. I'm not stopping. I'm not. See, I told you, here goes the viewers down. Watch it, because it's there. It seems you can't be, you cannot be a Trump acolyte. Otherwise, you turn into a Democrat.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
You have to always speak truth to power.
That's right.
See, Trump is trying to do the Potomac two-step there. Well, he didn't say whether he was voting for Amendment 4 or wasn't. He says, I'm against the six-week thing. So I actually saw somebody put out a good script for Trump. Is what he should say is, I'm absolutely voting against Amendment 4, but I would like to see the six-week rule lifted. That's what he should say. Because Amendment 4 is what I just described it. So listen, I'm going to tell you right now, Trump's hurting himself.
Yep.
He is hurting himself with this. Bad. You will watch over the next, 10:13 at night right now.
Yep.
You watch now somewhere over the next 12 to 16 hours, Trump will come out with a statement about this. He's going to have to. You're like, Tom, would you not vote for him? I'll tell you what. Doesn't help. I mean, I'll have to vote for him over Kamala, but I lose a lot of enthusiasm with that ridiculous statement right there.
Right.
Okay, listen. The whole thing is, this is state law. You send it back to the states. Now let it be. You want to vote however you want to vote. I can tell you right now. He's going to have to make a statement about it. But if you're going to be pro-life, let your yes be yes and your no be no. If you're going to show up at the pro-life rally in Washington, D.C., you look like you're pandering to votes when you make statements like that.
Yep.
Yep.
And I'll tell you what. How's Carrie Lake done ever since she came out nominal on abortion? How's that going out there? She's going against Gallego out in Arizona, Ruben Gallego. Have you heard about Carrie Lake at all?
Nope.
Have you heard anything?
Nope.
I don't see a thing about her online. Ever since she's come out where it was, you know, she gave the Carl Lentz sort of answer to it.
Yeah.
You know, I need to know your backstory and who am I to say that you can or you can't. Okay. She has lost all momentum because of it.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Are you predicting that with Trump? Honestly, I hope not. Still voting for Trump. Obviously, he's better than Kamala Harris. I'm just saying, you know what? You will lose people.
Yep.
He thinks he's gaining people by saying that.
Yeah.
When will conservatives learn that you do not gain people by pandering to the left? Go get your base. I've already illustrated this before. In the state of Pennsylvania, there is 500,000 gun owners that are not registered to vote. Go get them. Why try to pander to the minivan driving, fruit roll-ups eating, liberal leftard soccer mom? Why try to pander to her? You ain't getting her anyway.
Never. Yeah.
You ain't getting her. She's not, just because you want it to be 8 weeks and not six, she wants it in the birth canal. She wants birth canal abortions.
Mm-hmm.
She wants 28 days like they tried to pass in California abortions.
Yep.
All right, that's good enough. 15 minutes of overtime. We'll end on a down note on Trump, but hey, it is what it is. Truth is the truth. It is what it is.
Yep.
Truth is the absolute truth. I love him. I mean, certainly voting for him, but I can tell you that this was a bad day in the Trump campaign. Right? Today was a bad day. He had better rectify it. Here's the real thing. He's not going to lose me as a voter, but he will lose others, and he will de-incentivize people to vote for him.
Yeah.
He will. And I'm telling you, you can't really de-incentivize me or Aaron or Will. Okay, because we're going to vote. We're getting out there. But there's lots of people that you will, and we're going to need every vote. Rumble Rants tonight. Thank you, D9597. $50. Thank you so much. Nude Monk, $20. Thank you so much. Jesus Mighty Name, $12. Tammy L. Margaret, $10. Thank you guys so much. Lisa Maurer, $10. Sue Shine, $5. BWO Labor, $5. Thank you guys so much for your support. Really do appreciate it. Stick around for the post game. It's Thursday, right? So we'll be back tomorrow.
Yep.
Back tomorrow. Love each and every one of you. I'll be in the chat during the post game. See you tomorrow night, 9 o'clock. That if you did what God wanted you to do every day for years, you would never see your prayers go unanswered. And I mean specifically. I don't mean, well, yeah, they were answered, but it really wasn't what I wanted, so I'm getting the deep meaning out of it. No! I'm talking about specifically what you want. If you did what you're supposed to do every day for years, they would get all of your prayer requests and all the answers would get bigger and bigger and bigger and bigger just sitting under the Word of God. There's nobody You know, I tried that. You didn't try it but for a week. You didn't try it but for a month. You didn't try it but for a year. You go to anybody who's done it year after year after year. They, 2 Peter chapter 1, verse 10, never stumble. Never.
If you enjoyed watching the Tom Lipley podcast, please consider investing in our program. Go to tomlipley.com and donate $25 or more, and we will send you this TLP mug warmer. We look forward to you tuning in next week, and thank you for giving.